When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. All right, who has not taken advantage of the week free trial of the fitness app yet? Check it out. It is a one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and wellness needs. Custom meal plans, personalized workout programs, meditations, sleep programs, community, support, and so much more. You can use it on any device, anywhere, any place, anytime. No equipment needed, or all the equipment in the world is in there. There's yoga, there's kickboxing, there's audio only workouts, there's HIIT training, weight loss programs, prenatal programs, anything and everything you can think of is in the fitness app. And if you go to thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal, you can get 25% off an annual subscription for $89.99 a year. So check it out and start your free trial today.
Welcome to Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
I didn't want to comment on it, but that was a good one, Cindy. I wanted to flow right into it today. I was like, I know it's getting old, like me commenting on every opening, but I was like, that was passion. I liked it. Today's guest is Dr. Josh Axe, founder of Ancient Nutrition and DrAxe.com, best-selling author of Ancient Remedies, and he is a certified doctor of natural medicine, a doctor of chiropractic, a clinical nutritionist, and an all-around awesome guy, close personal friend of mine, and one of our top-rated guests on the show. You guys love this guy. You guys are into Dr. Axe. Good because he's cute. But he's married, ladies. He's married. And guys out there. Anyway, I digress. So I reached out to you guys on social recently and asked you what you wanted me to ask him about. And I got a lot of feedback from you guys about the my back injury episode with Stu McGill. You guys wanted to hear about supplements and nutrition to rehabilitate injuries. And this is always big, man. This one never stops coming back to me. Top 10, perimenopause and menopause. My God, I get it from so many people all the time. Obviously not the 20 and 30-year-olds, but late 40s, early 50s, all the time. What sucks about this one, or I guess I'll say I'm happy because it sounds like it's challenging, is I can't speak on it personally yet. I don't know, I'll give you advice, right? Like I do my homework, I get educated, and it's like, well, it looks to me like we still got to work out, guys, and we got to sleep, and we want to do this, and I'll interview experts, but I don't have any personal anecdotes. Whereas with my back, I'm like, oh man, you know, this is what happened, and this is where shit goes sideways, and this is what you really need to be mindful of, and this is, you know, it's a whole different story. It's kind of like saying, and I do this with, this is ridiculous, but I do this bad analogy with every single vacation I take. I'm always the first one out of my friend group to go. So, you know, you do all your homework. Like, we went to the Galapagos recently, and you do all your homework. And before you go, you're going to be like, wow, you know, you need to visit this, and you need to visit that, and you want to do this, and you don't want to see that. But then you go and you're like, oh, I would tell people, don't do that at all. Don't bother to do that. You know, make sure to do this. Oh shit. And don't miss that, because you've already kind of lived it. So it brings a different experience. Now, it's not that Josh has lived menopause. He hasn't at all, I don't think. I hope for his sake that he, in fact, is not, for so many reasons. But this is what he does. He's a doctor of natural medicine. And he has looked at these things from a different perspective than our guests who, like Dr. Moscone, who is a neuroscientist, right? So with that said, we're going to be talking about injury rehab from a variety of rehabilitation avenues, meaning we're going to look at nutrition. We're going to look at the supplements that might be helpful. We're going to look at Western medical interventions that are potentially beneficial. And we're going to look at some, you know, how to apply corrective X, although not as much, because we really did do that with Dr. McGill. So we're remiss to not touch on it. And we've also touched on it with Brandon Bowles, my corrective X specialist. Yeah. So we're minimizing it from that aspect. And then with menopause, we're coming at it from the exact same place, guys. I get all these questions from you. What about black cohosh? What about, you know, what is soy good or bad? Should I be taking human hormone replacement therapy? Like, well, what about the belly fat? How do I stop the night sweats? Like, which supplements are good or bad? How do I, all of those questions. So Josh and I are going to tackle all of that for you. And, you know, I want to give you this one caveat. At the end of the day, with all of this, you will engage in different things, right? You're going to try this, you're going to try that, you're going to try this, you're going to try that. Something might work for you and something else might not. You know, I had epidural shots in my back. It worked for me. It helped. Josh didn't, right? Now, I could tell you to do that, that it worked for me, but you might go and it may not. So just remember that you have to be proactive with all of this information. You have to keep an open mind. You have to keep a willing heart. You have to believe in the solutions, as I've talked about. You have to continue seeking them and engage in them and be really receptive. When you notice something is working, right, shift and lean into it. Mm. If you notice something isn't working, move away from it. And this is going to sound really strange, and nobody could have given you this information, but here's another example of what I'm talking about. So I screwed up my back. I couldn't get off the floor. We all know this story, overwhelming pain, blah, blah, blah. And anybody who's been through it is like, yeah, cry me a river, right? Been there, done that. Okay. They hit me with the freaking horns. I mean, the muscle relaxers, the prednisone packets, the Percocets, a morphine drip I got offered at the emergency room, which I turned down. Honestly, I would have taken it, to be dead honest with you, if I thought it would have worked. I don't like needles. Needles make me faint. Like, legit basal vagal response, or I would have done it. Wow. Oh yeah. No, Cindy, I've never in my life felt any pain, anything like it. Mm. I cannot imagine what could have been worse. It was so overwhelming, other than, like I said, third degree burns. Like, I can't fathom it. So with that said, I would notice that in the daytime, about an hour after I woke up, the pain would go from a 9, I always reserve that 10 for the third degree burns, a 9 to, let's say, a 7. And if I was really lucky, a 6. Or I could think, I could at least think, you know, and like answer an email, think, crawl on the floor to the bed, like I could at least think. So, and then at night, oh my God, I would like slide back into the depths of hell. Mm. The pain would go all the way to the top of the scale. And sometimes it would start at 5. Sometimes it would start at 9. Sometimes it would start later. And I was like, what is it? You know, what, like, why? Like, what can I do to make this start later? Because I was trying to fall asleep at least for a little bit, right? So I started to notice that the afternoons where I did not have my coffee, and you know, I'm a caffeine addict, right? So like I have a serious freaking cup of coffee. And I also make this like blend of slop that's like matcha powder and gin and cayenne and turmeric. It's disgusting. Like, it is as disgusting as that CBD formulation you shared with me a little earlier offline. Like, you know, it's disgusting. But I would take it in the morning, I have my coffee. And then the afternoon, I'd have my coffee sometime between 1 and 3. And I was like, wait a minute. Is there a connection for when I don't have my coffee? Does the pain start earlier? And I wondered if when I would have the coffee in the morning, if that's what would make the pain start to dissipate. So I started pushing that afternoon coffee to 5 o'clock in the evening even. And it was pushing the pain out until like sometimes even around 11 o'clock at night, instead of starting at 5 in the afternoon.
Was that circulation?
I have no idea. I looked online. Wow. I tried to find studies. I literally, there's like some evidence to suggest that you know, it improves pain tolerance. I know that it allows you to train harder, like because to a certain extent, it gives you a more intense muscle contraction. Like Cindy, there's some research I could dig up, but not a ton.
But mostly you paid attention to what was going on in your body.
Exactly my point.
Yeah, wow.
And it was irrefutable. It was like I would have to have that coffee at 5, and then I could push that pain out until it later, much later in the evening. If I did not, that pain would start at 5. If I didn't have, and I would like, the pain would like keep me up, and all I could do was get to that coffee at 6 a.m. and wait with an ice pack on my back until about 7, when it would start to just calm down a bit, like hit me. And so that's sort of my point, is we're going to give you all of this advice, but you need to be proactive, safely proactive. Don't forget that episode I did with Dr. McGill. Don't try stupid shit, but safely proactive and listen to your body. And most importantly, you know, Dr. McGill and I talked about the pain feedback loop. If it's causing you pain, don't do it. If you're noticing that it's mitigating pain, right, start to pay attention to it. All right, so I'm going to stop yapping because we're going to come right back with Dr. Josh Axe. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, guys, we are back with one of our all-time superstar listener favorites, Dr. Josh Axe, founder of Ancient Nutrition, draxe.com, and one of my all-time favorite books, Ancient Remedies. Doc, how are you? How are things?
Great, Jillian. Well, hey, good to see you. I know it's actually been a while. Excited to touch on all things natural medicine and nutrition today. And man, it's just good, you know, just even a few minutes before this, it was good catching up. And I know we're both in different parts of the world now. We moved even further south, so it's getting more sun.
So. Which is nice, right? A little vitamin D.
Right.
I mean, I know you can speak to that in spades. But Doc, I want to really focus on something specific starting out, because you and I can go off on a tangent from everything to essential oils. And you talk about traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda. There's nothing you're not proficient in when it comes to overall wellness. But the one thing that I don't believe we've ever touched on is injury rehab. And, you know, you and I didn't get a chance to really discuss this. I don't know if you know this, but I sustained a massive injury, herniated 3 discs and fractured my L3.
No.
And oh my God, holy cow, Doc. And this was back in September of 2021. And I cannot tell you how many people have then come forward with like their own stories. And then I ended up reading your whole blog about you having herniated discs and how you rehabilitated it and the supplements you took. And I mean, this is like right up your alley. Yeah. So I thought, you know, there are a million ways we can tackle this with regard to food, supplements, and exercise / rehabilitation. So imagining, right, that I'm the average person with, and I mean, average, I mean it legitimately, so many people suffer with the knee injury, the hip injury, the herniated disc, the torn rotator cuff, and people are in pain. They're looking for solutions. And I got to be honest, in my personal experience, even as Jillian Michaels, meaning that I have access to some of the top professionals, I was prescribed the wrong medications. I was given the wrong exercise, but traction, like a host of horrendously bad advice until I found this guy, Stu McGill, who specializes in rehabbing the spine, right?
Yeah.
But I thought, where should we begin, Doc? Let's first talk about maybe, what do you think? Diet, supplements, like where do we go? We're injured. Where do we go?
Yeah, let's head on it all, because as you mentioned, this is something so many people suffer with. And what happens is a lot of times people get to this point where they think, I have to live with this the rest of my life.
Yes.
And also a lot of times we feel like, hey, maybe surgery or medications, these are sort of my only options. So let me share what my experience is with this, both for myself, with family members, and you know, the patients I've cared for over the years. So when it comes to chronic pain, you need to do several things. You need to reduce the inflammation, but you also need to do things to support your body in creating more stem cells. So you need to reduce inflammation and boost regeneration. Okay. Inflammation, boost regeneration. So what we know, the inflammation is going to be caused by the excessive foods that are going to be high in sugar, high in certain types of things like omega-6 fats, hydrogenated oils. So all that stuff, right? So I'm not going to spend
more than garbage.
Yeah. So you've talked about this plenty. You got to stay away from those things. But I think the thing that people miss, a lot of times, we talk about reducing inflammation, which is half the equation nutritionally, but the other half absolutely is eating foods that support the cellular regeneration. Because, you know, one of the most, and I want to touch on this too, one of the most effective treatments in my own experience, because I've had this done and in working with patients over the years, is that stem cell therapy, platelet-rich plasma therapy can actually be very effective for certain people. Now, one of the things that's happened is there's a lot of different types, and they call this regenerative medicine or regenerative orthopedic medicine. But one of the things that's happening is there's a lot of different grades or types. So there's a good amount of doctors today using things like embryonic fluid, okay, which has some stem cells in it, but it's very weak. It's actually not, it actually acts more like a PRP shot, which platelet-rich plasma is taking your blood, concentrating the platelets in the growth factors injected in an area, which is very good for things like tendonitis, a basic right. ankle sprain, things like right. that. But if you actually herniate a disc, which is a major, major injury, if you completely tear your ACL, like if you have a torn ACL or Achilles tendon or rotator cuff or any of these areas, you need to do more than that. You need to do more than those healing factors. You need to do stem cells and get more stem cells in the area. So I'm going to touch on those regenerative injections, but let me go back to the nutritional part. There are studies that have been that have shown certain foods boost stem cells. Several of those foods are, and let me hit on the ones the study shown, the ones that traditional Chinese medicine really promotes throughout right. history. Okay. So the ones that the studies show today are going to be things like turmeric is going to be very high on the list. Turmeric, there's a compound called curcumin, which reduces inflammation, but there's another compound called tumerone, which is found in higher levels in a turmeric oil, which actually is supports stem cell growth. Okay, so that's what you want. And then most of the studies in Chinese medicine.
Hold on, wait, doc, hold on. So when you say that's what you want, how am I getting it? Am I, because between you and me, yeah. like, I mean, who's cooking with turmeric unless you're, you know, you really yeah. got to make an effort.
Yeah.
Which is why, I mean, like I've got my slog of literally green tea, turmeric, all the powders, right. all the things, right? Yeah. What does that look like though? Is that a turmeric supplement? Is that a turmeric, you said oil? Like what is the, does Ancient Nutrition have that? Like, do you guys have an anti-inflammatory? Do you have that formulation?
Yeah. So here's what I would say is
sorry, I jumped ahead on you here, but
that's okay. I think when you're taking supplements, I do think it's really important that you're taking something that is certified organic, really high quality. And then it has right. the right combination of things. Cause we've seen this, like in order to absorb vitamin D, your body also needs vitamin K2. It also needs certain types of fat, like especially saturated fats. So that's really important for vitamin D absorption. Very similar with turmeric, for certain herbs to get dispensed throughout the body, you need warming spices, whether it be black pepper or right. ginger or cayenne, whatever it is. So I think that's important as well. So yeah, we at Ancient Nutrition, we have a formula, we have a turmeric formula. We actually have a joint and mobility support. So you could go on ancientnutrition.com and search for things like your collagen, bone broth, turmeric, all those are great. But that being said, the form you want to get turmeric in is you just want a therapeutic dose. Okay. Typically 3,000 milligrams a day, at least 1,000. But if somebody has an injury, I would say you want at least 3,000. You could even do up to 9,000 grams daily. And that would essentially be like 3 teaspoons or a tablespoon a day. Okay. So it's now it's a lot, but it's not like it's a tablespoon or two. It's not a crazy amount. So I think that doing a good amount of turmeric a day, and I would say 3,000 grams a day is typically a pretty good amount. 3,000 milligrams, I'm sorry, 3 grams or 3,000 milligrams Understood. Is what you want to do for turmeric. And then a warming spice along with that. And I would say supplement form is great. Now you'd have to drink a good amount of tea and use a good amount in your recipes to actually get that much. So I would say, hey, use it in your recipes. If it's easy, if you're doing a curry dish or something like that, or turmeric or burgers, you can throw a little turmeric in there, but I definitely would take a supplement to start there. So, and then let me say this. So for regeneration and supporting stem cells, you really want to support, really it's going to be anything that's going to cause you to be more youthful. So things that support hormones, especially, things like testosterone is very important, or human growth hormone. So you want to support these growth hormones that keep you younger and help your body build. So the same thing. So Jillian, think about this. I'm not saying you and I turned 40 last year, you know? So like for me,
I turned a little older than that, Doug, but that's okay.
Like, but we used to recover faster, right? And like, I remember working out when I was in my 20s, and like anytime I lifted anything, I'm like, man, I got a massive pump. Like, you know, I put on muscle so fast and so easy. That's your body can get in a very anabolic state. And so your body is that's what it is. It's able to regenerate and build new tissue, including muscle, very fast. Certain things help you do that more than others. So adaptogenic herbs are beneficial for this, especially, you know, it could be like ginseng, ashwagandha, you know, rhodiola. So some of those herbs in Chinese medicine, Romania is another one that was used for this, but I would say ashwagandha, rhodiola, and ginseng are some of the top ones that people have used over the years to do this. And the other one I would say is you want to do things that are going to support those tissues. This is why you want to do something like a bone broth protein or a multi-collagen protein. Doing collagen and bone broth has collagen plus a lot of other factors that help heal discs and bones and things like that. Mm-hmm. That is the number one supplement people should take is bone broth and collagen. After that, it would be something like a turmeric. And then after that, it would probably be things like some of the others I mentioned, a lot of those adaptogens are what you want. But I found this, Jillian, like nutrition will get you so far and everybody should do those things. But in addition, I do think there's some regenerative therapies like stem cell therapy that have tremendous benefits, especially as we age and your body is producing less stem cells on its own and less growth factors. It can have tremendous benefits. And so I herniated my disc, or I bulged my disc. I didn't hernia, I bulged L4, L5, and L5S1. I first heard it doing CrossFit, which first off, I don't know why I did CrossFit. Oh. I just thought, hey, this
you
is
know, I hate CrossFit for that reason. If you can get injured doing CrossFit, anyone can get injured doing CrossFit.
Yeah. My disc, and I was on the floor for 2 weeks, couldn't move.
Yeah.
And the biggest, and and I learned so much through this, though. I learned, hey, I ate very, very clean. And so that reduced the inflammation, which helped. But then I just felt weak. It's like, okay, I couldn't sit for a long time on a couch or an airplane or certain areas, or everything would get tight again. So I realized, too, I really need to strengthen my glutes and low back, but in a functional way. And here's the other key thing for me, doing things unilaterally. So I was so used to doing, squat or deadlift or things, two things always at the same time.
Both legs, same time, guys. That's what Dr. Axe is talking about. So unilateral would be just the right or just the left.
Yeah. So I started doing lunges rather than squats, right? Started doing a lot of unilateral stuff. But when I saw a specialist, he said, the reason that I injured my back in the first place was I had a really bad ankle injury when I was in high school. I tore my ankle.
Limited mobility.
It was still unstable. It wasn't as strong. So this is kind of crazy. The biggest thing probably that helped my back along with the nutrition and the stem cell was rehabbing my ankle. From an ankle injury I had when I was 18 years old, 22 years ago.
I literally had this conversation with my corrective X guy, and he's like, if you don't have the mobility in your ankles, you're going to borrow it from somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you're going to, and we've talked about how important form is. And if you don't have the mobility, like you can't load it a certain way, you can't move to a certain range of, I hear you. Yeah.
And so for me, the other thing too was, I'm always into building strength, but it's really more about stability, And so now what I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of exercises that are sort of one-sided and switching sides and doing a lot of things for ankle. But the other thing is, I wasn't using my glutes at all. Like I felt like I was using my glutes, but it wasn't glute max. It was, just other areas. So I've started doing a lot of things to really work my glutes more, isolating those areas, but on one leg. And so that's been helpful. And then let me say this with stem cell therapy. If somebody has a really severe injury, you can go and get pulled out of your bone marrow. You can pull out stem cells and re-inject them into the injured site. And I do think that that can have great benefits. If you've tried a lot of things and you've done the things that Jill and I are talking about here between nutrition and function, correcting poor functional movement patterns, I do think there are some benefits there to sort of really support healing in those areas. And I noticed a difference after I did that. I noticed a difference after getting stem cell. And I'm not connected to any stem cell place. I got that done and I was actually really surprised.
You felt better. That's so interesting because that is the one thing that I haven't done. And so there was this guy who was lovely, orthopedic surgeon at HSS. And he's like, no, you don't need it. Cause that was my plan. You don't need to do it. My plan was to go do that. And you and three other people have told me they had great results from doing it. So I was going to go get a second opinion actually on it, but I've been doing so much better from eating the way you've talked about, right? Yeah. Like focusing on breath work and anti-inflammatory supplements and removing inflammatory things from my diet and doing, you know, cold therapy and friggin' rehab exercises that I'm like, all right, I'm actually doing pretty darn good. Maybe I don't need to do this and I should wait and see how it plays out in the future. But literally you are the third person who's like, have you done this? It's life-changing. I'm like, no, I haven't. And now I'm like, all right, you were selling me on if I relapse or something bad happens again, absolutely going and checking it out.
Well, the place that I use too, you can actually store your stem cells and then use them at a later date. So if you injure yourself in a couple of years. And so I'll send you an introduction. There's a great doctor out of Tampa. His name is Dr. James Lieber. And he's one of the best guys in the entire world. Literally, he's in Tampa, Florida, and very, very good. So anyways, maybe to be someone you look into. There's another person in Tennessee, Dr. Ethan Kellum, who's very good. But those are the two that I've worked with. And you're like me with this probably. I mean, I spent months and months searching who is the best in the world to take care of these things. So with stem cell, these are the two best guys in the world that I know of. That I'd seen fantastic results with. My wife had an ACL tear and got to the point where she couldn't, I mean, it was so bad. And, but now she's, you know, she's doing Peloton and she's squatting, doesn't have pain anymore. So she's doing too, but it's that common. I think, you know, for me, I always want to, like you just said, you did, if I have an injury or if I have something off, I'm going to do all these different things, right? I'm going to do the nutrition. I'm going to do the functional movement and I'm going to, you know, try things like stem cell and see how they work. And so I've seen really good results and feel good now from doing that.
All right. I'm going to play devil's advocate on you because I get this all the time and I'm going to take the ball. Collagen, my body makes it naturally. Why do I need to supplement it?
Yeah. So here's
all the time, Doc, all the time. I get that one. I'm just going to let you do it this time. Go ahead.
Yeah, here's the truth. Your body makes a lot of things. Your body makes enzymes on its own. Your body makes probiotics on its own. Your body makes vitamins on its own. Your body makes saturated fats on its own. Your body makes carbs. It actually can turn carbs. This is a basic one, one of the most basic, where your body can break down and take protein, your own muscle, and turn that into a carbohydrate. So so your body is amazing. And if you have a major, major deficiency, your body will do everything it can to create something and make up for that deficiency. But that doesn't mean that that's going to lead to optimal health. I mean, not at all. I mean, think about this. You and I are both very aware of, in order to build muscle, you want a good amount of protein, more than probably the average person gets in their diet. I do not know a single bodybuilder or fitness athlete or somebody saying, I want to put on and build good muscle, who is saying, hey, I might have a higher protein meal once a day, but the others I'm going to kind of do whatever I want. And they're seeing their optimal results. They're getting their best. It is the exact same thing. Like your body, 30% of all the protein in your body is collagen. And so your body can, it's true, make collagen on its own, but it makes it much more efficiently and has way, way more of those building blocks if you eat collagen. Now, in vitamin C, yes, it makes collagen, but it actually needs those amino acids too. And it does a lot better with those amino acids. So listen, you cannot reach your optimal collagen in terms of what your body would do best with for slowing the aging of your skin and your joints and your gut if you're not getting collagen. It's just, it'd be just like a bodybuilder saying, I'm not going to get protein in my diet. I'm going to do high carb, high fat. They will be able to put on some muscle, but it is not near what it is if they were getting muscle. And it's the same thing. You have muscle building proteins, which are branched chain amino acids, things like that. Right. And you have collagen proteins, which are proline and glycine and those things for building up your connective tissue. It's the exact same conversation. So yes, people can do it, but they can't do it near to the degree they would if they were getting the right, you know, right macronutrients.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the, because I try to explain it and I get the question constantly. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with Dr. Josh Axe, founder of Ancient Nutrition, draxe.com, and best-selling author of one of my favorite books, Ancient Remedies.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys, we are back with a close personal friend of mine, founder of Ancient Nutrition and DrAxe.com, Dr. Josh Axe. All right, so when Josh and I, Doc/Josh/my friend and I were talking about doing our next show together, this show, he asked me specifically, like, what are you getting a lot of questions on? And one of the big ones, always, perimenopause, menopause. Oh my God, the symptoms of menopause. Can I supplement with black cohosh? What can I take? What can I do? Can't get the belly fat off. Sweating all night long. Sorry if this is too much information. Vaginal dryness. People are miserable.
Yep.
And I mean, I've had neuroscientists on. I've had endocrinologists on. And you know, we're looking at it from a variety of angles, but there's inevitably a way, and the consensus seems to be there's absolutely ways to mitigate these symptoms, right? And I personally am not there yet, so I don't have any experience to draw upon. But when I look at women who are older that are in great shape, they've clearly figured it out. So, you know, women feel absolutely helpless here and tortured. So I'm gonna hand you the ball. Take it from any direction: fitness, food, supplementation, sleep, meditation, all the above.
And this is a question I get very frequently as well, and I've seen really good results with people with this. So here's what I would say is, in Chinese medicine, this is known as more of a when somebody's getting a lot of these postmenopausal symptoms, menopausal symptoms, it tends to be called a yin deficiency.
Right.
So in Chinese medicine, yang is things that are more anabolic and building and very warming and hot. So think about cayenne pepper and ginger and lamb and bison and grass-fed beef. And these are a lot of the building foods that also can support testosterone, all of those hormones. So it's those foods. Yin, right. And that's known in Chinese medicine as more of the masculine, okay?
Yeah.
And the yin in Chinese medicine is more of the feminine, but it's more, yang is hot and dry. Yin is cooling and moistening.
And wet. Right, okay, I remember.
And that's what you need. You need to eat foods. And so what I would simply do, and I'm gonna get into a few of these, but I would go online and Google search yin building foods and just click on images on Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever search engine you use and try and get more of those yin building foods in your diet. Like when you are younger and a lot of times older than, some of the foods work better for you. I've really found this with a lot of patients. So for instance, like yogurt. It's like a lot of people in their 20s, suddenly 20s and 30s. And you know, when you're an infant, people do fairly well with it, especially of course, human breast milk. But when you get sort of, as you get older, it gets like very hard to digest. That's just one example, but like things like coconut milk and yogurt and kefir, those are very moistening foods. Flax, anything that's gonna support estrogen, that's a good food. You know, flax sometimes, this is interesting. A lot of times people have villainized soy.
I have.
Yeah. Well,
I always say organic fermented, but am, yes, I off?
You're right.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right in that. But my point is, what happens though, so you're right, but a lot of times people say every type of soy ever made of all kind is not good. But the truth is, if you are going through menopause and postmenopausal, you need now foods. Now, when someone is in their 20s and 30s, and looking to get pregnant, what happens is there's so many of these xeno and phytoestrogens
that
estrogen gets high, and then all of a sudden it pushes down the progesterone, and then it causes infertility issues and all kinds of issues. But when you get older, what happens is your estrogen really starts to drop.
Right.
So now, again, different phases of life kind of require you to tweak some of what you're doing sometimes. And so in this case, you know, you want to start getting more of those estrogen, not the phytoestrogen foods, not the processed tofu and the soy protein and soy.
Those genetically are modified garbage. Exactly. Soy. Gotcha.
Those are never good. But doing organic soybeans or organic miso or not or something like that becomes very, very good for anybody going through menopause. So again, you want to do things like coconut milk, yogurt, bananas. Things that are, even think about the texture of a banana. It's moistening, it's cooling, coconut water. So you want to start eating more yin building foods. Now, at the same time, you don't want to overdo carbohydrates. You and I, you already knew this, but just everybody, you do want to get a lot of good, healthy fats because those actually are very good for your body's fluids and moisture. You want to get some good protein. You want to get collagen. You want to get those sort of things. Fish tends to be very, very good for this as well. Even think about how moist and like, especially like whether it's a salmon or something like that. So, simply do this, Google search yin building foods and try and get more, and not to say only do those, but you want to definitely have more of your diet predominantly those yin building foods. And there are herbs that support the yin as well. And also building these things. My top two, you already mentioned one. I do think black cohosh is very, very good.
Really? Okay. So now,
for this, not for everybody, but if
women take it into their own hands though, right? So is there, I always wondered why, again, I got another one for you. Why isn't there a menopause supplement then, right? Or is it because you can't I don't know, make a claim. It's like Lawsuit City, where it's got that in the right dough, because people are looking for these things, and you know, you're like, oh, it's a tomb recoil, and they can't. You know, that's honestly one of the things I love about ancient nutrition is that it's not just these random, you have very specific formulations for very specific things, including thyroid, you know, which is one we've talked about before, a formula for thyroid support.
Well, we actually have one called women's hormones.
You do?
We do. It's a newer one. It's a newer supplement that came out. And I do want to preframe, I'm not allowed to say, and I can't say, hey, this is not for this condition. And that's why we can't live with that condition.
No medical claims. But, I got you.
But what I would look for is a supplement, one that has black cohosh. In addition, I also think a big one, now this is for pre and post. If you also have a lot of fatigue, okay, if you're a woman and you have a lot of fatigue, I do think Dong Quai is another very, very good herb, because I think there's so many women that have a blood deficiency. It's known as women's ginseng in Chinese medicine. But I think Dong Quai is another good one. So I would have those two at the top of my list. There's others we've heard of, right? Wild yam, maybe red sage, things like that are very good. But I do think the black cohosh number one is very, very good. But I'm telling you, the yin building foods, I think is another, it's another big one. I think that's an important one. And then when you're eating food, it's like vegetables, and wild organic meat and some of the yin building foods, some healthy fats, that's what it should be.
Gotcha. And the obvious, right? Sleep, exercise, we all know that stuff.
Yep.
Bringing it back one more time though, the collagen levels fall off of a cliff in menopause.
If anybody is in their 50s and not doing some sort of collagen or bone broth daily, either one or both, I really think you're aging faster than you should be, because this is the statistic. Once you hit, we know this, it's 25. Once you typically hit around 25 years old, your collagen starts going down every year. And by the time you're in your 50s, you tend to produce 75% less collagen than you did maybe, let's say, in your early 20s.
So
it does start to decline. And that's why you really want to make sure you're getting collagen or bone broth protein. What I do is I do a scoop of bone broth protein, a scoop of multi-collagen protein. And we really believe, what we manufacture ancient nutrition is like the premium of the premium. Yeah. So we've got multiple forms of collagen. We also have vitamin C and a really special probiotic that supports absorption. Because people don't realize this either. Your body, if your gut is very unhealthy, you may not absorb it quite as well. You're going to absorb a good amount, but your body takes that collagen, breaks it down into amino acids like proline, glycine, and then works with things like vitamin C and other nutrients to then build it back together, like whether it's your bones or your ligaments or tendons or your skin or your gut lining. Those are all collagen.
Doc, you've got to give somebody three tips for the longest, healthiest, friggin' best, most vital life disease preventing in a nutshell, right? Three. One, two, and three. What do you got for us?
Yeah, number one by far is to build great emotional health. It really is the most important thing you can do for longevity. Because every negative emotion you have, every time you have just an ounce of fear, an ounce of your body gets in fight or flight, your body is breaking down collagen. So your body actually has two systems. We've all heard this, but I want to get into this because it's important to understand. You have your sympathetic nerve system and your parasympathetic. When your body's in sympathetic, your parasympathetic is not working much. This is why if you are in a high sympathetic state in the middle of a workout or running a 5K, you can't eat a cheeseburger. You can't eat hardly anything because your digestive system isn't working, because all of your blood and nutrients and energy is moved to your extremities and your brain for alertness, your extremities, because you're running, right? Those are the areas
delivering
of your body
nutrients
that need
to the muscle to flight.
So all that being said, there are so many people, Jillian, that are living in a state of fear. I mean, I think that this whole pandemic, especially the most damaging part of the whole thing, I don't know if it's been the masks and what that does psychologically to looking at a person in front of you and kids
fearing them. Yeah, I know.
But I do think it's been the fear that it's driven in people. And also, like, everybody's looking at each other. Like, it has been very bad for emotional and mental health. Very, very bad. All that being said, I think the greatest thing we can do for our own health, like, I do a spiritual triathlon in the morning. I read my Bible or a spiritual growth book. You could meditate, you could pray, but I do three things. I go on a prayer walk and I just, you know, say everything I'm grateful for. I spend 5 minutes reading my Bible or a growth book, and I spend 5 minutes in prayer meditation. And like, just doing that to start my day. And I really believe this for everybody, but, and also finding what is that one emotion you struggle with. And you and I've maybe chatted about this once before, but if you've got a lot of grief and depression, that shuts down your immune system. You have a lot of fear, that causes your adrenals and your reproductive system to sort of shut down and not work as well. You have a lot of worry, that affects the digestion. So knowing that and working on what is that opposite emotion that you can foster. If you have a lot of fear, start building hope and faith, okay? And your future, like thinking, not focus. So I could talk for hours about that, but that is absolutely number one for longevity. And I believe the medical studies prove that. Even 80% of doctor visits are related to stress. That's just a prime example. So that's number one. Number two, I think really just have the mentality that you and I both do, Jillian, and that is food is medicine. Food is medicine. So when you're making your meals, it's not about what can I get away with? It's what is the best thing I can eat, right? Well, you and I guarantee.
Oh my God. I love that. I get it.
You on The Biggest Loser years ago and is watching you, you know, train people on TV. And what is every question you get from, especially the difficult clients you've had? It's, can I keep drinking three pots of coffee a day? Yes. Hey, can I still have, you know, at least potatoes or whatever?
Much booze? How much? And you're like, oh God. Oh my God. It's so true.
But just having that thought in your head, not when you're in a checkout, what is the healthiest thing I could order here? What's the best thing I could order here? Right. So I think, you know, getting more vegetables, wild organic meat, berries, and some healthy fats like coconut, those sort of things. Do that. Like, make those your focus. I think that's going to go a long way. And number three, I could go a lot of ways on this, but I will just say, this is a toss-up between a lot of things. Exercise and sleep are both so critical.
Oh my God. I read, which one, it's like, do I sleep in or do I get up for the morning workout? I totally get it.
You really want to have both. I think it just depends on the person. Some people can do better with a little less sleep, but I would say in general, this is interesting. I looked at a medical study not too long ago and it showed, I was actually very surprised about this. I came across a study and it said in 1910 or over 100 years ago, we used to sleep closer to 10 hours a night, 10, not even 8. And now it's closer to 6. So it's not like we're missing sleep by like an hour. No, like the difference between before, you know, the invention of the light bulb and today, it is dramatically different. So all that being said, I do think we probably need more sleep than most people realize. So I would say that's up there as well. And I think supplements and exercise, I think it depends on the person as well. Like for me, exercise is such a stress reliever. I think it's important for people to move, but I do think that all of those things are very important.
You could not be any more beloved by myself and our audience. As you know, guys, there are a million blogs and recipes on anything and everything you could have questions on DrAxe.com. The supplements we're talking about, Ancient Nutrition is the brand. Dr. Axe is a founder of Ancient Nutrition. The book is Ancient Remedies. But we can find you Facebook, Instagram. Yep. Tell them all the things, Doc. Sure. Tell them all the things.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to find me, DrAxe.com is a great place. Or just search online. Like if you're searching for supplements, search DrAxe supplements or Ancient Nutrition supplements. If you're searching for, like, we've covered thyroid. You can go listen to that, you know, a past episode. But you could search DrAxe hyperthyroidism. I've written articles on all this stuff, and so welcome to check it out there too. And Jillian, I always love coming on. And man, I am I'm rooting for and praying for your back, because I know that can be so hard. But the other thing I found is, you know, sometimes healing takes time. And so, anyways, I know that's been another another lesson I've had, but I always appreciate you having me on. I'm such a fan of what you do, so thank you.
All right, my brother. I cannot wait for our next show to get like a million trillion downloads. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jillian. I'll see you.